In the time of our prophet, various ignorant beliefs reigned largely amongst the inhabitants of the Arabian Peninsula. A large part of Arabia consisted of tribes who worshipped various idols. Some of these tribes were the desert nomads known as the Bedouins, whereas others were city dwellers. The city dwellers possessed a more advanced level of culture and civilization than the Bedouin, who generally knew nothing more than raising livestock. The inhabitants of Makkah in particular, the most important city in the Arabian Peninsula, represented one of the most advanced civilizations in the world at that time. The city of Makkah was an important religious and mercantile center in the region. Therefore, a great many caravans arrived there from distant lands, bringing with them to the city elements of the advanced culture and civilization of the time. However, Arabia in those days, and Makkah in particular, was the scene of intense tribal strife. A cruel social order prevailed, in which the strong were regarded as being right, women were despised because of their physical characteristics, and newborn baby girls were even buried alive, since they were regarded as a mark of shame. The Kaaba, constructed by Prophet Abraham and dedicated to God, had become the center for pagan beliefs. Many people came to Makkah from outside to worship these idols. They ignorantly presented a variety of gifts to these idols. Some made sacrifices to these idols and clapped and whistled in a so-called form of religious observance. There can be no doubt but that these people had clearly strayed into error. Their situation is revealed in the Quran. Their prayer at the house is nothing but whistling and clapping. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad wished his people to abandon these twisted beliefs and called them to the path of God. For that reason, the Meccan elite targeted Prophet Muhammad and the Muslims who heeded his call. They sought to turn Muslims away from the path of God and to frighten and even kill them. At a time when Muslims were exposed to severe oppression, our Prophet and the believers who followed him migrated to Medina. Over the next 5 years, there were three wars between the Muslims of Medina and the pagans of Makkah. The aim of the pagans of Makkah was to defeat the believers and to slay all the Muslims. However, they suffered terrible defeats at the hands of the army made up of believers who sought only the approval of God and who had devoted their lives and belongings to His path. Finally, the Muslim army, which had reached an irresistible level of strength, marched on Makkah in the year 630 and captured this holy city without having to fight for it. As a requirement of the moral values of the Quran, Our Prophet had a proclamation issued that no revenge would be taken against any citizen of Makkah, and that nobody would be forced to convert to Islam. The conquest of Makkah put an end to the polytheistic pagan system that had lasted for hundreds of years and proclaimed the absolute superiority of Islam. The Muslims who took the city headed straight for the Kaaba. Our Prophet then entered the Kaaba and smashed the idols within it. With the breaking of the idols, all the injustices, exploitation, and superstition of the age of ignorance in Arabia came to an end. This fact is revealed in the Quran. Truth has come and falsehood has vanished. Falsehood is always bound to vanish. Ever since then, the Kaaba has continued to be a sacred mosque at which millions of Muslims congregate every year.